Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, everyone. We were not anticipating doing another show today, but here we are. There is a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial, and that is going to go live here in anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. So we thought we would watch along with you. Dan, what do you think it's going to be?
I honestly have no idea.
This was a very short deliberation. Only 10 hours the jurors deliberated on this one.
Yeah, charge one is difficult because you have to show it's second degree murder. Mm-hmm. You have to show that he was in the process of committing a felony and then the death happened because of that and shit like that. The short deliberation means I doubt they fucking spent a whole lot of time on that one. So it's probably third degree murder is what they're going to get him with.
Which is the highest charge?
No, second degree.
Is the highest charge. Okay.
Which was a ridiculous charge in the first place. I mean, when this first happened, whenever, a year ago, whatever the fuck it was, that's what I said the charge should have been. And then when they increased the charge, I said that was a mistake. And it is. When they go for the middle charge, the people that are stirring up all this controversy right now are going to say that, like Maxine Waters, for example, who I will fight for charity, will say that this isn't enough. And blah. I mean, she actually did say that. She said murder is the only acceptable charge. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, we're about to find out here. What does that sentence carry, if you are correct?
I don't know. I have to look that up.
Isn't it usually about 5 years, somewhere in there?
Hold on.
I'm not familiar with all of Minnesota's
third degree murder
laws.
Carries a maximum sentence of 25 years.
Oh, 25 years. Okay.
But, okay. You know, that usually doesn't happen.
And they don't give you the amount of years today.
No, there will be a sentencing
hearing. So this could drag out for a while, depending upon what happens here. But this was a very, very fast deliberation with so many charges on the line. And the jurors did not ask one single question either. So they didn't go back to the judge or anyone else and ask any further questions. They simply deliberated last night until 8 p.m., called it a night. Woke up this morning, and then they made their verdict about an hour ago, and then the press announced that they were going to go live with it here, 3:30 Eastern. 4:30 Eastern to 5 o'clock Eastern, and which is 3:30 there. So, whew, that was quick. I was expecting probably 4 or 5 days on this one, Dan.
I was expecting 3 days of deliberation and then pause to so they could release the information on Monday next week. But
yeah, but if you have it now, I mean, obviously releasing it on a Tuesday, one can't think this is probably good for Derek Chauvin, right? No. I don't.
Well, I mean, nothing is going to be good for him because
his life, obviously,
yeah. But yeah, this a short deliberation typically is not good for the defense.
Yeah,
that is typically the case. So,
Bob, can you name another verdict that came in this quickly? That went for the other side.
I don't fucking remember verdict lengths in general.
I remember one that was like 4 hours, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah. The Menendez brothers one was really quick. Yeah, yeah. But that was, I don't know if Bob was even born then. Was that 91?
Unfortunately, I was, yeah. I'm old balls at this point. So.
Yeah, I was not yet. Don't remember it. Don't remember it.
Wasn't that trial? It was before OJ,
it was,
right?
It was.
Oh, no, that was 96, actually. Shit.
Oh, shit. It was right. It was afterwards.
Yeah, you got a Mark Jackson card on your RPR desk that's like from 92. And there's the Menendez brothers are sitting in the stands. They had already committed the murder, so they were courtside spending their parents' fucking life insurance money.
And it was captured on a card, which is awesome. Like, at least they have that card, right? Yeah. Of like, oh, hey, we murdered our parents. We got away with it for a little bit, and we were courtside at a Knicks game right behind Mark Jackson. And then you know, obviously they went to jail. We'll see here. Some people are asking here in the chat, what are the odds on my bookie? Over, under, he walks, things like that. No. I think in a deliberation this quick, there's no way they're going to say not guilty. There's no way.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If they do say not guilty, then that city's going to burn to the ground tonight.
Yes, yes.
There's National Guard all over the place. There's also been National Guard deployed to D.C. and L.A. and a number of other places.
Yep.
And, you know, when you have members of Congress standing outside of the goddamn building that the deliberation's going on and saying, if we don't get the result we want, we're going to fucking riot, essentially.
Yeah.
And then trying to walk those statements back. But Maxime, everybody knows what you're about. You told people to go into public when people the opposition Trump supporters in this case were having dinner out in public and get in their face and not let them be comfortable and let them know they're not welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend all that time trying to convince everybody that words are violence, no, violence is violence.
Yeah, violence is violence. Greg Lamontagne says, what's your thought? First, second, third manslaughter. Dan already gave it. I'd say by the book. I don't think it was on purpose, obviously. So,
Him killing the dude?
Yeah, no.
But I believe
involuntary manslaughter. So,
yeah,
that's me. But hey, you know, I was watching some coverage right before we went on air with a local Minnesota reporter who was there in the courtroom for all 3.5 weeks of this trial. She said the jurors were very, very smart. One was a chemist. Two of them were in IT. She also said the makeup of the jurors was ethnically diverse, which typically it is not in that area. It's about 80% white. And she said this was a relatively diverse set of jurors. They were very, very smart. And again, they did not ask any questions. So they either really know the charges or the law way better than all of us. Right. Or
well, I mean, they certainly have been educated on the criteria to convict or acquit on each charge. That's the judge's job to explain that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Second degree unintentional murder is the top level charge. And that charge requires that Chauvin was in the act of committing a felony. Third degree assault in this case, which is the infliction of substantial bodily harm.
Right.
And the result was the unintentional death of the guy. That's second degree unintentional murder. Now, the fact that you have to establish all of those things makes me think that is an unlikely verdict.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, usually you would have to take more than 10 hours to deliberate that.
Right.
And then you would also, you also had to deliberate the two other charges.
Correct.
So the next charge down is third-degree murder, and that's that Floyd's death was caused by, quote, perpetrating an act eminently dangerous to others and in evincing a depraved mind without regard for human life. Now, third-degree murder has been called depraved heart murders before,
mm-hmm.
where you set up a situation by which someone kills themselves, for example. It's a depraved heart murder. Like that girl that that girl that was on the phone with her ex-boyfriend or whatever and convinced him to kill himself, I think, is that's what that was.
Yes.
That one's a little bit easier to prove, and I think was, I don't know if I would say it's the appropriate charge, but that seemed like the one more likely to stick. And the last charge, second-degree manslaughter, is if Floyd's death was caused by Chauvin by culpable negligence, whereby the person creates an unreasonable risk and consciously takes chances of causing death or great bodily harm. Now, that is very vague.
Yes.
Each of the three charges requires that a prosecutor prove this stuff, but they're not. You can convict on multiple charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. If
do you think this is multiple charges?
It could be. Yeah. Who knows, right?
We don't. One of the listeners is asking any potential. This is a hung jury. Absolutely not. They would tell you to go back and not after 10 hours. You just can't leave after 10 hours.
No, but and the only person that could declare a mistrial in that case would be the judge. And he said it didn't rise, he thought, to the level of mistrial yet. But he did believe that would go to appeal afterwards. And I believe that is the case as well. If convicted of the top level charge, second degree murder, that's up to 40 years. Up to 25 for third-degree murder and up to 10 for second-degree manslaughter.
Okay.
Because he has no priors, Minnesota sentencing guidelines would recommend 12 and a half years for each of the top two charges.
Okay.
And 4 years for the manslaughter charge.
So what would he be looking at total, you think, after times?
If he can get convicted of either of the top two charges, it's going to be 12 and a half years probably.
Time served, you know, he'd probably get, what, a year, and then
good like
behavior
that.
3 or something like that. So will that be enough, though? Be enough to appease people?
Appeasement. That seems like a bad plan.
Well.
How much do you think his being a cop affects sentencing leniency? I ask that because that guy who murdered three people in Austin the other day was a cop.
Sure.
And, like, clearly didn't stay in jail because he was a cop or former cop for
right.
raping his daughter.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. With L.A. in the Rodney King verdict, obviously, those guys were innocent. And then, what was it, a retrial after that? Or they got like 3 years or something crazy like that. Like, and the fucking city burned. That's, you know. I don't know anymore. I really don't like it's been so turned upside down in this country as far as the way, like, you know, the police are treated and everything else. I don't know how the jury views them anymore. I know what how I would view it on a jury, but I'm not them. And that's the weird thing about these trials is it's a trial by your peers, and it could be anybody off the streets and shit. We don't really know. We don't really know. I found it interesting, though, that you know, these people were named by race, age, and gender, as well as what they did by numerous media outlets, where as if this does get out, and it's not the decision that the people in the streets want and everything burns, you could be putting their lives at risk. Usually there's a gag order on that from the judge, and then the judge lets you decide, like, hey, if you want to go outside and talk about this, we can't protect you after that, but we'll see.
Yeah, there was actually, I could pull this up, I guess, but one of the people who testified in the Derek Chauvin trial, as like an expert witness, I think, mm-hmm. had pig's blood and a severed pig's head left on his front porch.
Great.
Wow.
Holly Movie Star is saying, where cops failed Floyd was when he went unresponsive. While waiting on EMT, they could have been checking pulse, breathing, and administering Narcan.
Maybe.
I don't know. One of the things we were chatting about before we went on air is it's more than just the tape that was, you know, 8-9 minutes. There was a lot more to that footage, obviously, and there was about 16-17 minutes, but it cuts off at a certain point, so you don't really get to see the aftermath of that. And we're also not in that courtroom. So there is other angles. There was other people filming. All of that footage was taken. There was also footage outside the store where the guy thought it was a counterfeit bill, and they were able to turn that in. However, you know, he said he he wasn't allowed to take it back or something. Right. Like, it's a weird story. And
it's very bizarre, yeah.
Then they went back to the store and interviewed him afterwards because one of the clerks who was helping him testified in the trial, and he said, you know, we support BLM and everything else, but he seemed fearful, as if his place was going to get burned down, or I'm not sure what happened the first time to his store.
Yeah, it's about time for rooftop Koreans to make a comeback, man. I mean, I'm not one to ever call for any kind of violent activity. I think that is got to be the last resort for anything like this, for anything in general, but especially something civil. But if people are showing up to fuck my shit up, I'm going to fuck their shit up, right? That is a reasonable expectation. Now, I'm not saying go full Kyle, whatever the fuck, his Rittenhouse, and as a 17-year-old show up with a rifle and chase people through the streets. That's crazy. But stand on top of your fucking building if you can. I mean, shit. You are entitled to defend what is yours. This is America, right?
I 100% agree. Me personally, just kind of thinking about this, because this happened so fast, and we were on our way out. We weren't going to do another show today. I'm gonna go ahead and say they'll probably give him the highest charge. I think
if they do that, then it'll be for appeasement's sake.
Correct, but that's my guess. After 10 hours and people screaming outside the courtroom for the last day and a half, and then, you know, let's not pretend like they didn't go home and flip on the TV and see what Maxine Waters said. Like,
yeah,
that you're bored and you're sequestered. You've been on a trial for 3.5 weeks and you're at the hotel. Of course, you're going to check in and see what the pulse of the nation is. They don't take your televisions, do they, Bob? When you go to these things?
What?
Like, out of the room? They don't take your TVs or anything, do they?
Yeah, sometimes.
When do they really?
When you're sequestered and shit like that?
Oof.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, well, okay, put it this way. They take the cable box. You could probably pop in a DVD.
Yeesh.
You know?
Brutal. You get congees?
No.
No way.
No. What if somebody whispers in your ear?
Wait, didn't they say that one woman, her mom showed up or something?
Yeah. But you don't get a congee, so I couldn't have my lady in there, my wife in there, huh?
No, because what if, like, while you're doing, you know, married people stuff, like mom-dad stuff.
Sure.
She's like, you know, by the way, Maxine Waters
said. There was another camera angle.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Shit. What do those fucking people on the OJ trial do? That thing was like 2 years.
All I know about the OJ trial is what I saw on the fucking FX show in terms of what went down with the jurors. All I know is they argued a lot about whether to watch Seinfeld or Martin. Oh, really? That was like a famous thing that actually happened.
You know, both shows were equally great. That's a tough one for me.
Yeah. And I think you can guess what line that divided down of who wanted Seinfeld versus Martin.
Very
one of the one of the great scenes in that show was just the jurors arguing with each other about Seinfeld and Martin.
Oh shit, man! That's a tough one. Both were massive at the time, you know. Martin was great though. Yeah, I'll still go back and watch Martin. I don't rarely go back and watch Seinfeld.
Why not?
All that much. I can't get the image of Michael Richards out of my head. And I know that's a weird fucking thing. Him screaming at the comedy club.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
It's hard to think of him as a character. Whereas Jerry Seinfeld is still Jerry Seinfeld. The other girls still the other. Costanza is still the same. But then, you know, when you cross a line that big, it's you're like, it kind of takes me out of the character. I don't know if I can get back to that.
Yeah, it's a hard one to forget.
Yeah.
It's just bombing about as hard as you could possibly bomb on a stage. There was a good Chappelle bit about that, how he was like, man, he's like, I think I'm more stand-up than black, because the first thing I thought when I was watching Michael Richards was, he's having a bad night.
Yeah.
Like, he's having a bad set.
Yeah. His problem was he wasn't a stand-up comedian. I don't even know why he wanted to do it, to be honest with you, but but here we are. We're like you and the rest of the nation right now. Everybody's huddled around their TVs waiting for a verdict in this thing. My gut feeling is they'll give him the highest charge just because of what's been going on in the country versus what the actual charges should be. And then there will probably be an appeal, like you said, Dan.
Well, they're certainly going to, regardless of anything that happened during the actual trial, there will always be an appeal. I mean, if he gets convicted of something and doesn't appeal, why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if he just wants to do the time and get on with it, that's one thing, but it's rare for the appeal to not happen in any kind of case, much less one that's like this.
Yeah, and I think if they came out and gave him the max sentence right now, right, and then he knew, you know, obviously he's going to appeal, and a few years down the road they kind of drop this and kind of forget about it, I'm not sure that people would re-show up and riot and all that other stuff.
No.
Well,
who knows, man? I mean, Brian Williams, who we're watching on television right now.
Yeah, well, he was there.
Lied about all sorts of shit. And now he's back on television again. So it's not like there's some kind of ethical standard by which we conduct ourselves here.
He was over... He fought next to you, right? He was in war with you.
Oh, yeah. He's... Yeah, hero. Hero of the battle.
He killed 36 men, I believe.
Yeah.
36 men. B. Wills is what they call him on the streets. It's weird. Now that he's on MSNBC, if you watch... Because I'll flip around at night to try to pick out kernels of information that might be truthful from all these networks, Fox included. And he's completely flipped the script. Like, he's super dry and funny now because he's on MSNBC and, like, nobody's watching or caring.
Yeah.
So he'll just say, like... weird shit now, and you're like, oh, was Brian Williams like slyly funny?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if people feel pressure to lie about stuff like that or what it is, but anyways.
Well, now that he's been outed, like, it's almost as if he's free and he can just fucking freestyle.
Well, he
on
used
shit.
To be on 30 Rock all the time doing weird shit.
Yeah. He's funny. Like, I think he's slyly funny, probably.
Peyton Purvis said the experts brought in to testify agree the use of force was excessive. I'm not an expert. I presume you're not either. Let's go with what the experts have said. That's an interesting take because the expert that I saw come on went the other direction. The guy who was the use of force expert nationally did not tell that story. He told a completely different story than what the local police did. Now, excessive and excessive leading to death are clearly different. There's a lot of room between there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I am as... I took a little heat for this last week. A couple of assholes tried to blow up my DMs. Like, if I was the cop there and you were not complying, you would fucking comply. I'm like, well, you know where I live, fuckface. Come on down here and make me comply. You know what I mean? I don't know why people decided to get on and talk that tough guy bullshit with me. But the point made is that I'm not into that comply and don't ask questions whole thing. Now, Marcellus Wiley, you know him.
Yep.
Very smart man.
Yes.
And Charles Barkley both come out in the last couple of weeks to talk about how the media is fucking us up and blah, blah, blah. Wiley, I think, was actually Jessica sent me the link to it, his thing. But one of the points he made was, I'm tired of seeing fucking these people get shot, and I'm also tired of seeing them resist. I'm tired of both of those things. That's a pretty reasonable expectation to have, although I do disagree with that. I mean, it is in our DNA to resist. Like, why? We're all talking about it right now. Everybody on the conservative side, when it comes to Biden trying to control guns and stuff like that, are all about resistance. And then when it comes about some asshole cop who thought he was going to be a fucking professional athlete and now he's trying to take out his aggression on people in his everyday life, all of a sudden... becomes an authoritarian figure in his own right, you jump to his defense because you don't like the politics around it. That is hypocritical bullshit. All right? And I'm not saying that that applies to Chauvin. I don't know anything about this guy. But
no.
But a lot of these cases are split-second decisions. Like that kid, that 13-year-old that threw the gun away and then got clipped, he fucking got clipped, and that's a good shoot, in my opinion, right? The woman who pulled out her fucking service weapon instead of her taser, obviously, she's going to prison.
Yes.
That is not a good shoot.
I didn't even know if it'll be a trial.
If she was a newbie, maybe, but 26 years on the force, get fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is unacceptable. And, but the one thing there isn't is any kind of evidence whatsoever that this is racial. Right? There's no evidence of that. And if you want to hear more about that, tune in at noon Central tomorrow to American Party. I'm going to show you exactly why what you're being told is a fucking lie.
Here's the panel of the jury. It includes 6 white jurors, 6 black jurors, or multiracial. 7 are women, 5 are men. They include a chemist, a nurse, an auditor, and a grandmother, Strange that they would put a grandmother as a profession in there, but I like it.
Well, that's in Nancy Pelosi's, right?
Yeah.
She was like, we're not using gendered language anymore in Congress. First of all, that didn't last the first 6 hours of their first session of Congress. But also then you go to her Twitter page and her bio is like mother, grandmother, daughter.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It says here, juror number two is a white man in his 20s who works as a chemist. With a combined degree in environmental studies and chemistry, works in a lab where he tests samples for contaminants that may be harmful for the environment or worker hygiene.
So he's running a meth lab, basically. They're just trying to fucking church it up. That's fine. I want meth heads in the jury.
Here's how deep they go with this shit. They said he enjoys outdoor activities, including ultimate frisbee.
How is that in any way relevant to anything? Holy shit.
He and his fiance visited George Floyd Square because Floyd's arrest was such a transformative event in that area. I was unaware there is a George Floyd Square. We looked that up, Bob. Did they rename it something? Or was it something else? Juror number nine is a multiracial woman in her 20s who has type 1 diabetes. So maybe she had to get the fuck out of there and get some sugar.
Yeah.
She grew up in northern Minnesota. Has an uncle who is a police officer in that area. She described herself as a go-with-the-flow, open-minded type person and said she was super excited to get her jury notice. She said she only watched the bystander video once, and it gave her somewhat a negative impression of Chauvin. She said that the video just makes you sad. Nobody wants to see someone die, whether it was his fault or not. She also said that there could be other possible explanations for Chauvin's actions, suggesting that Floyd may have been resisting or civilian lives may have been in danger. Huh? That's what a daughter of a cop would think, right?
Yeah. I mean, somebody like that would have probably, when it happened before the jury selection ever took place, spoken to her father. He probably would have explained to her what excited delirium is.
Yeah.
Which is that period where you're so hopped up on whatever drug that you basically get superhuman strength, like your body's just feeding on all the adrenaline in it at the time. You know what I mean? It's super dangerous. It's why, I mean, it's like PCP, basically. People are fucking so tuned up that you can't calm them down.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of solutions. We've seen that. You've seen people get tased, right? Mm-hmm. And it do nothing to them. That's excited delirium.
Yeah.
It is fucking dangerous.
Seen it many times in college. Went through it maybe once myself. Juror number 19 is a white man in his 30s. He is an auditor who said he tries to resolve conflict and make decisions based on facts, not emotions. He is a friend who is a canine officer with the Minneapolis Police Department. He said he supports Black Lives Matter as a general concept, but disagrees with some of the ways the group members go about things. He has an unfavorable opinion of Blue Lives Matter. He wrote in his questionnaire that he heard Floyd was on hard drugs, but said that he doesn't believe it should have much impact on the case. Whether you are under the influence of drugs doesn't determine whether you should be living or dead, he says. German number 27 is a black man in his 30s who immigrated to America more than 14 years ago. Went to school in Nebraska and moved to Minnesota in 2012. He manages 8 people at his job in IT security and speaks multiple languages, including French. He and his wife have a dog, but no children. He's a big Minnesota Gophers fan and loves the Vikings. He said that he has a somewhat negative view of Chauvin based on clips of bystander video he saw on TV. He said he talked with his wife about Floyd's death and stated, "We talked about it. How it could have been me or anyone else." Juror 27 also said that he hoped to learn at trial more about the events that led up to Floyd's arrest.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement. Chris Cuomo on CNN last night was talking about how I know when people start taking guns seriously, and that's when white children start dying from blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, dude, white kids are getting blown up way more than black kids.
Well, there's just more of them in the country,
yeah,
obviously.
Exactly. So.
I mean, Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
It happened already.
Yeah, I mean, that is every single mass shooting where they are trying to go after assault weapons, quote unquote, has been white schools, except for one, which is Dylan Roof at the fucking black church in Charleston, right? All right. The rest have been, well, that's not true. That one recently was the Asians.
Yeah, yeah. I well, guess.
And then they started this whole narrative white, he about
killed
Asian
two,
hates.
Yeah, he killed two white people as well, you know?
Yeah, well.
Juror number 44 is a white woman in her 50s, single mom of two teenage boys. She is an executive in the nonprofit sector, working in healthcare advocacy. She said she had prior professional dealings with Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison in her job, but said it would not affect her impartiality. That's weird. How do you have professional dealings with the Attorney General?
I don't know. Maybe she built the house for him or some shit. What does she do?
No, she's a single mom of two teenage boys, and she's an executive at a nonprofit sector.
So he probably donated to her nonprofit or something.
Maybe. She said she was exposed to a lot of the news in this case, adding that the media is biased and doesn't have all the facts. She only saw part of the bystander video, and she says she has empathy for both Floyd and Chauvin. She said she had a somewhat negative view of Chauvin and a neutral opinion of Floyd, saying he was not a model citizen but didn't deserve to die. She said she strongly agrees that the criminal justice system is biased against racial and ethnic minorities. But she also goes on to say not all police are bad. I don't want them to be terrorized or disrespected, but bad police need to go.
That's, I mean, I agree with the fact that bad police need to go, but her characterization of the policing system being intrinsically or systemically racist is simply not true. That number is real low. It's very low, and I'll explain on American Party tomorrow exactly how you're being lied to and how this fucking woman's been lied to and now how that's going to inform her making a decision about a man's life.
Are you going live at what time tomorrow? Noon Central?
Yeah.
Okay. Juror number 52 is a black man in his 30s. He described himself as a friendly, positive person. He works in banking, likes sports, especially basketball. He coaches youth sports and writes creatively for a hobby, including scripts and poetry. He said he had neutral opinions on Chauvin and Floyd. He said he had not seen the bystander video in its entirety, but had seen clips of it two or three times. He said he had not posted about it on social media, but had talked about it with friends and family, and wrote in his questionnaire that his opinion has been, why didn't the officers stop Chauvin?
Yeah.
He also goes on to say, I don't know if he was doing something wrong or not, but somebody died. Even if you have no intention of doing something and something happens, somebody still could have intervened and prevented that. He has a very favorable view of Black Lives Matter, saying Black lives just want to be treated as equals and not killed or treated in an aggressive manner simply because they are black.
Well, good, because there's no evidence to suggest that's happening. Great.
Juror number 55 is a white woman in her 50s who is a single parent of two children. Her youngest is a teenager. She works as an executive assistant at a healthcare clinic and sells Pampered Chef. I don't know what that is, but
I have no idea either.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Is it really?
It's like the type of thing where, like,
is your wife in it?
You don't have a job. No, but it seems it's bid be on brand if she was.
She's not watching this.
No, and she actually wouldn't. She's not that fucking dumb. But it's just the type of thing where it's like, I'm gonna have a little business with my Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to invite people over, make some cocktails and some mocktails.
Sure.
And it's a party, and yeah, then I sell you shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think every housewife is gone to one of those or some kind of either CBD or face cleansing thing or whatever it is. She goes on to say she was disturbed by the bystander video. I just couldn't watch it anymore, she said. And then she said she has an unfavorable view of Chauvin because she feels he could have handled the situation differently. Still, she said she wouldn't be able to form an opinion until she has all the facts. She has a basic trust in police officers and a somewhat unfavorable view of Black Lives Matter, saying all lives matter to me. It doesn't matter who they are or what they are. Juror number 79 is a black man in his 40s. A father who works in management and has lived in the Twin Cities area for about two decades after immigrating to America. He said he lives in a suburb and his home was burglarized once and police responded appropriately, even though the suspect was never caught. He says he trusts police, but also feels it's appropriate for jurors to evaluate an officer's actions. He says, I would say it's another pair of eyes and a new mind just looking at the action. He has a son about to take driver's education. He said he would tell his son that when police stop him, that he should cooperate. When asked if people who don't cooperate have themselves to blame, he said, cooperation is good. You help everyone. Interesting. Juror number 85 is a multiracial woman in her 40s. She's married, has one small child. She grew up in a river town and attended college in Western Wisconsin. Again, by giving up all this information, like all these outlets are giving out here, I mean, couldn't everybody just kind of figure out who this is in the day of today's internet and shit?
You could do that, or you could also do like when Reddit thought they found the Boston bombers.
Oof.
And it was the wrong fucking guy.
We have a series that is going to start this summer, and they just finished that interview. They go into it. I can't say what it is that are joining our
Not
network,
great.
But I mentioned the Reddit thing to him, and they were like, oh, yeah, we went into that with the lead investigator, and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. There's nothing. There's like few things that feel dumber to me than internet sleuthing. People were trying to do it after the Capitol riots, and I think everyone who's doing the Capitol is a fucking asshole. But I was like, don't. You're not a detective. Yeah, fucking stop.
What?
Like,
CNN had to put out an article yesterday saying that police officer that died at the Capitol actually died of having strokes and not blunt force trauma, which they and the Washington Post originally reported. So that's kind of embarrassing for them.
Yeah, and look.
But they laid it off. They actually added the phrase, first reported by the Washington Post. Like, I mean, you know, we were just saying what they were saying, yeah, man.
No.
We just had Chris Cuomo and saying that people would start caring about guns when white children start dying.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Derek Chauvin is in the courthouse, by the way, so we could probably expect this decision at any time. By announcing when it is, to me, it gives more time for people to mobilize at the courthouse, you know?
Well, I mean, they were already in the area anyways. But
yeah, but not all these fucking people. Yeah, you can see them built lining up in the background.
There are folks that are going to descend on the area for sure now that there's a verdict. So we'll see how that goes.
The woman I was just describing says she has a neutral view of Floyd, writing in her questionnaire that she knew he died as a result of the encounter, but did not know his actions and what they were before it happened. When pressed if she thought Chauvin was responsible, she said, no, I never heard what the cause of death was. She had a pretty strong faith in police, but said that they are human and can make mistakes. She said she would generally agree if someone does not cooperate, he or she might have themselves to blame. You respect police, and you do what they ask.
Firestarter says, dang, that's a hell of a liquor collection. Yeah, it is. And we also enjoy pyromania as well. So.
Yeah, fire. Fire yeah. And booze. Kind of what we enjoy here. And all this stuff, by the way, they see in the background, is actually signed by the people, which is weird. Mike Ditka, Tom Selleck, OJ, Rodman,
Pete Rose,
Hulk Hogan, obviously sex tape,
pre N-word,
pre before he said that. So
was that his first N-word?
It wasn't his first recorded, probably, but definitely not his first
for Hogan.
No one lets an N-word go that casually and that be their first for sure,
especially during sex. Like, you know, it's not the first thing that comes to mind. Juror number 89 is a white woman in her 50s, lives in the suburbs. She's a registered nurse, currently working with patients on ventilators, including those with COVID-19, and has prior experience in cardiac care. She was questioned extensively about her experience as a nurse, whether she has ever resuscitated anyone, and how she would view medical evidence in the case. The woman said she would draw her opinion on her knowledge to evaluate medical testimony, but said she would refrain from using her knowledge in the jury room.
Word? That's not how life works.
No. I'm just going to...
That's like when a
are
judge...
Are you going to go ahead and forget about what you do for a living?
When a judge...
Yeah, probably. Just kind of chill and then make my own decisions.
When a judge says, strike that from the record, it's like he's got magic powers. Or one of those... what's it called? The something-alizer from Men in Black?
Yeah.
Neuralizer.
Zap him.
Yeah, he's got the neuralizer. Like, hey, forget that last 10 seconds. Like, no, of course they fucking remember. And it was a good point. Otherwise, the other guy wouldn't have objected.
Yeah.
Let's be real. This wasn't technically in the rules.
Before I get to the next year, you have some breaking news, correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. Let me see.
The breaking. I have to. I just got an alert here.
Sure.
If your name is Chris Johnson and you're from Kentucky, you're having a boy.
Congratulations. That is actually 100% real, and we were supposed to do a gender reveal of this couple's baby on today's show. It just happened to be during the verdict that was reached in the Derek Chauvin trial. But congratulations on having a boy. The best of luck to the both of you. Juror number 91 is a black woman in her 60s. She's a grandmother of two who studied child psychology and worked in marketing before she retired and felt strongly that being on a jury was her civic duty. The woman who volunteers with underserved youth said she watched the bystander video of Floyd's arrest for about 4 to 5 minutes and shut it off because it wasn't something that they needed to see. It appears as if the judge is in the courtroom. Do they have that there, Bob? It appears as if the judge has just sat down.
Yeah,
there we go.
You want audio?
Yeah, let's turn up the audio here. Here we go. I can turn that up more. About to have a verdict in the Derek Chauvin case here.
Chauvin.
Is it Chauvin or Chauvin?
Chauvin.
Eh, whatever. Thanks, Viking Rebel.
And that's Chauvin, right? On the right?
Yes.
Correct.
All rise for the jury.
Turn the volume up a little bit.
All right, please be seated. Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict. Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict Count 1, Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 9, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts, so say you one, so say you all?
Yes.
What is this, Battlestar Galactica?
I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly. I have to thank you on behalf of the people of the state of Minnesota for not only jury service, but heavy-duty jury service. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to follow the deputy back into your usual room, and I will join you in a few minutes to answer questions and to advise you further. So all rise for the jury.
So if you're just tuning in, he is found guilty on all charges. I don't know how that's possible, but kind of my prediction before we got on air, I thought they would go for the highest. Turns out they went for all of them.
With the guilty verdicts returned, we're going to have Blakely, you may file a written argument as to Blakely factors within 1 week. The court will issue findings on the Blakely factors, the factual findings, 1 week after that. We'll order a PSI immediately, returnable in 4 weeks. And we will also have a briefing on, after you get the PSI, 6 weeks from now, and then 8 weeks from now, we will have sentencing. We'll get you the exact dates in a scheduling order. Is there a motion on behalf of the state?
Your Honor, the state would move to have the court revoke the defendant's bail and remand him into custody pending sentencing.
Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff. Anything further?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, so he gets to go home?
No.
He goes to jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Gotcha, yeah. Guilty on all charges.
This is O.J. Simpson. Part two.
Reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, counsel. Nicole Wallace, with the whole world watching, the whole world just got to see that. Derek Chauvin led away in handcuffs. Depending on the disposition of sentencing, Derek Chauvin may not see the light of day again. If you were watching, you heard, there's the graphic, guilty on all charges.
You can,
manslaughter two, can, the lesser charge, guilty. Murder three, guilty.
Look, going
murder
over the
two,
sentences earlier,
felony murder,
that's what
guilt.
I was tallying up in my mind is that that's pretty much life in prison at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total of 69 years, potentially, I believe. 40, 25, and 4, I believe, was the lower charge.
Yep.
Although, I don't know if you can apply those concurrently like that. I don't know how that works, actually.
I don't either. Sentencing won't be for another 8 weeks, but I think it's safe to say that people will probably go home tonight.
I think there's still going to be a riot.
Tonight?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure. I mean, look, that's justice. If you wanted justice, congratulations, you got justice, right?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, certainly the second degree unintentional murder charge is nonsense. Most reasonable people when that charge first got introduced 2 weeks after, by the way, he originally got charged, were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
This is no evidence for this. But again, when you have Maxine Waters standing outside of the building shouting into a bullhorn, telling people to essentially riot, get more confrontational, she liked to say, if the jury didn't come up with the quote-unquote right decision. And when the president tweeted out today that he hopes that, or I don't know if he tweeted it, but he certainly said it because I saw the quote.
It was in an interview. He didn't tweet that shit.
He said, well, he doesn't have it.
He doesn't, yeah.
After that last one, they probably don't allow presidents to have Twitter anymore. But yeah. He said that we're praying for the right decision, right? What does that mean? Now the president and one of the leaders in Congress have opined on that issue publicly right before the decision. It's going to be pretty easy to make the case that people were intimidated.
It is. He will be in jail for a long time before.
That appeal process probably takes 3 years.
Yeah. That's a lengthy one. And, you know, that could be part of this. Are we switching back to singles here? That's a lengthy one for sure. And, you know, at that point, will people have forgotten or whatever? Maybe that was part of it. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But guilty on all charges was definitely not something I didn't expect that. I thought one of them.
Well, I assumed it would be multiple. Because if one or two is true, then three is true. At least according to the evidence. So... That one's pretty easy, but yeah, it's hard to take this seriously, to be honest. Really hard to take that decision seriously. I think there's still going to be some violent stuff tonight, to be honest.
But if there is, then you could make the case of the justice system worked according to
you could have made that case at any point.
Right. But according to what you wanted, right? The people who were out in the streets.
Yeah, there's a word for that. When you threaten violence, or if you use violence or the threat of violence to achieve some political goal, you know what that's called?
What's that?
Terrorism. Yeah. Right? So it's really just about time for people to start taking their own defense into their own hands. Clearly, the federal government for sure, but it seems like state and city governments, including their police, are either incapable or unwilling to protect people's livelihoods from this roving gang of assholes, which, by the way, they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars, and it seems as though they're going to private homes, right?
Right.
So fuck these people.
Yeah, it's not a real organization.
Oh,
here.
No, BLM is garbage. Yeah, and people that think that the organization BLM should continue to exist, they're garbage people, frankly. I mean, that's a completely ridiculous thing to believe in. But
the other part of this that I wanted to bring up was I know that they had appealed to the Minnesota Supreme Court to add a charge. This was the very opening day of the trial. I assume they had done that because they didn't think they could get the other two charges. If you're just tuning in, he was convicted on all counts, and he's guilty. Second-degree unintentional murder means causing death without intent by committing a felony. Second-degree manslaughter is causing death by unreasonable risk. Third-degree murder means causing death by an eminently dangerous act, showing a depraved mind. And he was convicted on all three counts.
Yep.
The first one carries maximum penalty on a second-degree murder, carries 40 years in prison. On the third-degree murder, it carries a maximum of 25 years in prison. And the maximum penalty on a second-degree manslaughter is up to 10 years in prison. So give or take, you're looking at about 75 years. That is life. That is right. Pretty much your life at that point.
Yeah, and I never fall on the side of there's this trope about the type of aggressive police officer who was probably a high school athlete or was ignored in high school and wants the power. That is a real thing, and it exists in a lot of places. You want those people to get weeded out as early as possible, right? That's why they have trainee time and all that shit, but sometimes they continue to exist. To be honest, getting a second degree unintentional murder charge here for a guy that was in a state of excited delirium with three times the lethal limit of fentanyl in the system is ludicrous to me, right? I mean, there's a pretty good chance that Derek Chauvin is an asshole, frankly. I don't feel bad for him.
Right.
At all.
But frankly, you're just legally looking at these charges.
Yeah, but looking at the charges, that's an absolutely ridiculous charge. And, it doesn't speak well. It's not about Derek Chauvin. I don't give two fucks about that guy. And I don't care about asshole cops either. I mean, I have friends who are good ones, right?
A lot of them.
The vast majority,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's obviously 10% of all professions are going to be assholes. This is how life works. It's a numbers game. But it is really bad when politicians can take to the streets and activate a fucking gang of violent assholes to intimidate a situation. This is just like reverse Jim Crow bullshit, where white people would stand outside a courtroom and, regardless of any evidence, demand the arrest or execution of a black person they didn't like.
Right.
That shit happened for fucking years, and now the tables have turned. And if it is part of human nature to try to seek revenge sometimes, I guess. And maybe that's what this is. I don't know, but it is really disappointing that we allowed it to happen. When I say we, I don't mean white people or liberals or conservatives or black people or anything, just in general, that we all allowed ourselves to be taken advantage of by a media and a political system that is clearly preying on the differences between us to try to divide us so they can maintain their control over us, right?
Right.
That's all it really is all about.
And then we got a bit of breaking news here. The White House says they've been preparing for this moment for weeks. Plans are being put into motion for President Biden to address the nation and the world. I don't know why they'd put that in there. Following the verdict, you will hear from the president as soon as it's appropriate, an official is stating.
Yeah. So the Hawk says we've made a saint, or they made a saint out of a career criminal. That's another mistake people always make in these criminal trials. Like it, the fact that George Floyd was a dirtbag in life, and he clearly was a piece of shit. Yeah. Let's be real. Doesn't mean he deserved to be killed for it, right?
Right.
But it does, you know, it does the left no favors, or whomever it is, the prosecution or the defense, whatever the case is, whomever's defending the asshole. It doesn't do you any favors to not admit that the guy was a piece of shit. Like, yeah, this guy was a piece of shit, but just being a fucking asshole on a day-to-day basis, even if you're not fucking, if you're not murdering people, you don't just deserve to get killed for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That should be the standard. And we've moved that standard all over the place, up and down, because it's fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
The city of Minneapolis and the county of Hennepin and the state of Minnesota and the country united, we're afraid of the quote-unquote wrong decision in this case. That's a big fucking problem. That is a big fucking problem. Whether you want to admit it or not, and whether it's intentional or not, that is exactly how terrorism works. Mm-hmm. Use intimidation and a threat of violence and an actual violence to arrive at the political end you want to. Untenable. That cannot be allowed under any circumstances. It doesn't matter how bad the fucking person is, right?
Right.
Just can't do it. Was he a POS? President Erect Kitty Sniffer. I'm assuming that's... I don't think Biden gets erections anymore, probably, right?
No.
Although his wife is still...
Still
she's a looker, and she's
still
smart as fuck, too.
Yeah. Well, she's a doctor, damn.
Yeah, a real one.
Yeah.
Not a medical doctor,
no, but
she's a doctor of education.
She's a doctor, yes. Yes. So.
I don't know if that's real or not.
Ah.
Sure. But she is a very smart one. Anyways... Mark Better, am I shocked? No, I'm not shocked. Disappointed, I guess, but, you know, that's mostly what being an American is all about these days, being disappointed. I'm disappointed that we're all so wound up, that we're all so married to emotional reasoning, which is never good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of post-traumatic stress disorder, actually. I'm disappointed that we can't have reasonable conversations with each other. I'm disappointed that white liberals... like to pretend that black people are incapable of helping themselves or getting ID even. I'm disappointed in white conservative Americans that won't admit that the $1 to $5 trillion we pulled out of the black community through not paying for slavery has created a fucking problem that's lasted hundreds of years, that was made worse by the Associated Press and by Jim Crow era laws. And that the thing that created the middle class in this country, the GI Bill, was largely inaccessible to all those black veterans who went to fight for this country against goddamn Nazis. And I'm disappointed that we can't fucking just put all the facts down on paper and then look at each other and decide how to fucking deal with these. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you do that, then the obvious answer is to economically empower people, give people a sense of investment in the country. And... let them feel like they have agency over their lives inside the system that we've created, a system that is meant to help people when they need it, but not baby them, right?
Right.
But we've been incapable of doing any of these things. And it's not because human beings are incapable of that. We've, if Donald Trump and his Jewish son-in-law can negotiate peace deals between Middle Eastern countries and Israel, I'm pretty sure reasonable human beings can get together and figure out solutions to these problems. The issue is that the media will not allow it, because if it bleeds, it reads, right? That's what the CNN guy said.
And it depends on which side you're on here. This other breaking news article says that President Biden placed a call to the family of George Floyd on Monday. So that was yesterday. And offered his prayers. He was just calling. He knows how it is to lose a family member.
That's really inappropriate.
The process of what we were going through. So he was just letting us know that he was praying for us and hoping that everything will turn out to be okay.
It's completely inappropriate for the president of the United States to take a side in a military or in a fucking civilian court. before the verdict. That is completely inappropriate. 100% inappropriate.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki?
Yeah.
Yeah, that P is always going to get me. She did confirm this today. That happened. That the call did take place.
Mm.
So that is strange. I don't remember Clinton calling the Goldman family or anything.
Yeah.
Or Nicole Brown Simpson's family
at all. Richard, he'll get sentenced later. Who knows?
8 weeks, they're saying. So sentencing will take place in about 8 weeks, but he's guilty on all charges and he's facing a maximum of 75 years. Either way, this is going to be, if he appeals, it's going to be 3 years. And then if he wins, that'll be another trial.
Because of how how much attention this case has gotten, I think the appeal process would be pretty quick, actually.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, you're right, actually. You might be able to speed that up to a year, year and a half, somewhere in there.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I mean, we'll see. When I say because of the nature of the trial, I mean because of the nature of the involvement of politicians.
Yeah.
That can be demonstrated and have an immediate effect and stuff. So it just depends.
Yeah.
We spent $23 trillion on the war on poverty. I'm not sure if that number is accurate. But think about the language you're using, the war on poverty. What does that even mean? I mean, we haven't done shit for poor people in this country ever. We've given them handouts from time to time, but that's not... Literally, the phrase is, if you give a man a fish, you can feed him for a day. If you teach him a fish, you can feed him for his entire life. And that is a proverb that is older than most world religions right now. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we can't apply that to our fucking life. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's absolute nonsense that people can't figure out that it's not about fucking giving people a handout. It's giving them help up. It has to be up. They have to be invested in society. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Jay Cope. I don't know who you are or whatever, but the evidence is there and the verdict was final. Please shut the fuck up and accept it. One, that's not even close to how the criminal justice system works, you stupid fucking cunt.
No.
There's an appeal process for a fucking reason. There is clearly interference in this trial, and we'll see if it constitutes something that'll overturn the case or not. I doubt it will, to be honest, because that would fucking send that city again. These people are scared.
Yeah.
So it's going to send that city into a fucking shitstorm. There's no fucking way it gets overturned.
And by the way, just to be clear to whoever the fuck that is, like, we're not saying that he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see these
charges.
Of the evidence I saw, that second degree, that top charge is nonsense. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can see third degree and I can see the manslaughter if the facts of the case warranted that. And it seemed like there was a relatively diverse and well-educated jury. So that seems like something they would have arrived at. But. Maybe not. Who knows? But the interference is what caused that top charge to go down. That's 100%.
Where do the jurors go from here?
Probably to a different state.
No. They got the verdict they wanted. They probably go on 60 Minutes and explain, or Oprah. Dead serious. That's usually how this works.
Yeah. So Minnesota is known for a lot of BLM activity. They're known for what's her name? The fucking Ilhan Omar,
yeah.
And stuff like that, but it's largely rural, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fucking angry people around right now. I'm not sure I would want to be publicly identified as being involved in this shit show right here.
You know, but we're living in a different time, and I think if you have all of this information that I was reading before the verdicts came out about each and every member of the juror, mm-hmm. including one that the guy played ultimate frisbee, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
It's pretty safe to say that people know who they are and they'll probably cash in and do some form of interview,
right.
Book deal, et cetera on this. That's how our nation it goes these days. So
yeah, I mean, it's
Jake Paul will probably fight one of the jurors.
Yeah,
on,
that'd be great.
Triller.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then that'll be big numbers. You know,
BLM is funded by Act Blue, which funds BLM founder Blake Forest. Let me stop right there. Act Blue isn't an organization; it's a website like PayPal that people on the left use to do fundraisers. That's all it is. It's like Indiegogo or whatever for the left. It's not a fucking organization like a PAC or anything. So just relax with that shit. the fact that BLM is being funded through Act Blue simply means that it is a leftist issue, which we all knew already. That's mm-hmm. not news, so just fucking calm down with that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just going through the Twitter trends real quick here. Number one is obviously the Derek Chauvin trial, Chauvin. Van Jones is trending number two. I don't know what he had to say.
I don't care. Van Jones is a fucking cunt.
He said that is what justice looks like. So, yeah.
Not so sure about that. Let's see.
That's per the kid. Bail revoked is trending, obviously.
Casey, I'm not saying that the Cato Institute is lying when they say that the money is going through Act Blue. I'm explaining to you what Act Blue is. Act Blue is a crowdfunding website for political campaigns on the left, typically. That's what it's used for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like, why, Jacob, why do we keep bringing up CNN? Because CNN is the most complicit in fake media of any organization that exists on Earth right now. They selectively cherry pick stuff all the time, and then when it comes time to apologize for being not just wrong but malevolently so, they brush that shit off to the side. The vast majority of shootings in this country involve white people. The mass shootings towards younger people are almost always white children. And Chris Cuomo was on fucking television today talking about how white people will start caring about gun violence when it's their kids getting killed. It's fucking abjectly, intellectually bankrupt ideology that they spew constantly. And we just saw last week their fucking asshole showrunner getting tricked on a fucking Tinder date saying, yeah, we intentionally manipulate the news. Because if it bleeds, it reads. That's his fucking quote.
Yeah.
All right? So that's why we're talking about fucking CNN right now. But let's be clear on something else. I don't give two fucks about Fox or MSNBC or any of these other organizations. They are all completely full of shit. Yeah. Every single one of them. All they're trying to do is fucking sell ads. Fuck that shit.
Viking Rebel says, all right, Drinking Bros, about to get my 10-hour break in before it's back to the road for the next delivery. Cheers.
Mm.
Cheers, you guys. Yeah, again, we weren't planning on doing a bonus episode today, but here we are. Exactly what I expected, but not on all three. You know, I thought they would go for the highest, but again, not on all three. Just trying to put this in some context here. If people do riot tonight...
Mm-hmm.
Then what does it say?
I mean, I don't need that to happen to let me know that people who riot are pieces of shit.
Same, but marching for justice and peace, because this is where all this started a year ago, last summer.
It doesn't really matter. People who believe in that cause will find a reason to support it, right? And people who don't will find a reason to go against it. And your belief in something should have no bearing on whether or not you arrive at the truth when you look at facts. That is a real fucking stupid problem to have,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, the idea that we can both look at the same thing and come up with different solutions or different answers to it, and not just different in style or prose or anything like that, but different and fundamentally different, is a real problem. And it's confirmation bias. It's important for my identity as a liberal to believe that guns are a problem. So anytime anything happens involving guns, I have to explain exactly why that's a problem, right? Regardless of the facts.
Right.
And if I think that systemic racism is a problem in America, and I believe that to my core, it doesn't matter what the facts say. I have to go find reasons to make that happen. And people will quote like 5 to 10 people who have been killed by police over the last few years and use that as evidence. There's 300 fucking 74 million interactions between police and people every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give me one per year that goes wrong, I'm not saying that any loss of life is acceptable. These people are professional and they should absolutely be held accountable when they do the wrong thing. However, it is fucking completely ignorant to say that there's some kind of systemic racism in our police organization, in this country, at least in the enforcement level. Now you can say there is old data in drug enforcement in high intensity drug trafficking areas where black people are arrested more frequently for the same crimes. And when they get convicted, which they get convicted more, they get longer sentences than their white counterparts. That is a fucking problem. but the police themselves abusing people, there's no evidence to suggest that black people are more likely to experience that than white people. It's a fucking lie. It's an absolute lie, and the data bears that out. So it's a problem we can't fucking have these conversations.
Right.
Because the goal should be to fix the problem, right? If the problem isn't systemic racism and policing, then it has to be something else. We know what it is. It's economic inequality, because the number one predictor of crime is poverty. So why did the poverty happen? Shit, maybe we enslaved these people for a while. It's on us, even if we weren't culpable for it. We would still absolutely be responsible for it. That's not the same thing, by the way. Like, if my kid falls down and skins his knee, I didn't do that. Yeah. But I'm damn sure going to fucking help him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now is the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. This one was submitted by Austin Linson from New Mexico, who's been a drinking bro listener for 2 years. He's nominating Matthew Linson. He says, my drinking bro of the week is my pops. Matthew is an amazing influence. I watched him as a little kid go through poverty. Watched him almost miss house payments and get denied multiple times for financial support, but he worked his ass off just to pay the bills to support his family. He finally made it out and is living his best life, and I look up to him so much. He will always be my inspiration and support through everything. No matter what, I will always look to him for advice because he's the hardest worker I've ever met. I love all the drinking bros, and I hope you guys have a great day. If this gets nominated, then you guys deserve a cheers, too. Well, it did. And cheers to you and your father. Poverty. Again, these just come in live, by the way. So if you submit to drinkingbros.com, they come directly to us and are emailed to us as live. The poverty thing, right? Just happened to be on brand today. So we will find out tonight what happens, Dan. Regardless, I'm sure you'll be talking about it tomorrow. You can tune into this channel tomorrow live at noon central for American Party. I'm sure you and Dakota Meyer will go over what happened in this case, what went wrong, where we can go from here, and certainly events take place tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to necessarily discuss this case at all. I mean, I'm sure it'll come up just because of its relevance, but mostly it's going to be about the data behind systemic racism in police.
Okay.
Or the data that doesn't exist to support that, frankly, but we'll get there.
All right.
And it's not... just to be clear, I'm not trying to defend anybody. That's not the point. The point is to arrive at the right goddamn answer so we can fix the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Misdiagnosing things because of how you feel is stupid. That's fucking how an idiot thinks.
Yeah. And once again, to repeat, like I thought he was going to get convicted of one of the charges, not all of the charges. I thought it would be enough to appease the people. Now we'll see if the people are actually appeased tonight out in the streets or if everybody goes home. I am unsure of, but I will be watching along with everybody else tonight. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros.